No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1-cubic-foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome in, everybody, to a Thursday edition of Birds 365. Another week moving right along, and we open up this Thursday with a nice edition here on the show. Johnny Mac, how you doing on this Thursday morning, brother? Yeah, it's a little energy for us pre-show, Johnny Mac.
Yeah, more angry energy. We had a 42, as I explained. We had a 40. I don't know if it was 42. You mentioned you probably added some stuff on the clip, but we had a long discussion about Jordan Davis and the fifth-year option. And I don't want to pick on people, but I got some rando in my direct messages saying I got the franchise tag mixed up with the fifth-year option. I'm like, dude. There's a 40-minute discussion out there. You're welcome to listen to it. I think the people that did are more educated on Jordan Davis than anybody else. I've covered the Eagles on a daily basis. I've covered the Eagles, partially since 2014 on a daily basis to 2016. So that's Carson Wentz's rookie season. So every first-round pick, every year, I got to do the same story unless they move on a little bit early, like Jalen Reagor, whether they pick it up like Devontae Smith, or whether they turn it down like Andre Dillard or somebody like that. Every year, they're going to do it three times this year, but the only one they're seriously considering is Jordan Davis, because they have trade pickups. Jahan Dotson, obviously they're not going to pick up the fifth-year option. And who's the other one? They traded Kenny. They would have had the Kenny discussion. They obviously wouldn't have picked up the fifth-year option on Kenny Pickett. Oh, Kenyon Green. Yeah, they have the fifth-year. Obviously, they're not going to pick up the fifth-year option on Kenyon Green. So, the interesting, there's no-brainers, and there's serious discussion. Jordan Davis is in between. He's obviously not Kenyon Green, who hasn't even been here. He's not Jahan Dotson, who was a trade pickup. He's a good player, but he doesn't play enough. We got 42 minutes on that. We can discuss it again. But I think the people that listen to that are the most educated about Jordan Davis and why he's an esoteric decision and all that kind of stuff. And I've advocated the Eagles should pick it up.
Yeah.
But what I've said, and please listen, they pick it up as a placeholder. What I mean by that is, when I have a meaningful player, most recently Devontae Smith, of course they're going to pick it up, but they don't want the player to play their fifth year under that option, because it limits your salary cap's malleability, and they want to get the extension done with foundational players to help with the short-term cap situation. And they fold in the fifth-year option, usually, as part of that extension. Is that that difficult?
No.
Where's the franchise tag involved in this? This guy's saying I'm conflating the franchise tag with the fifth-year option. Anybody, I've covered this team since 2016. I've talked to Howie Roseman about fifth-year options. I've talked to Jake Rosenberg, who is no longer here, unfortunately, about fifth-year options. My God.
I hear you. I mean, I spent 42 minutes,
and here's where it comes down to. I brought up Tony Dungy. I brought him up a couple times this week because I think what the Eagles do better than other teams, I'm looking at you, Dallas Cowboys, is try to make their employees happy for the most part. And you don't want big-time players. You don't want meaningful players playing on last year of contracts. You don't want to do it. It's not good business. Sometimes you have to do it. I'm not talking about one-year prove-it players like the Eagles are bringing in Tamu offseason. That happens all the time. I'm talking about your meaningful players. Dallas Goedert. You don't want him being a lame duck. Good or bad? Good or bad? Might have to go. Might stay, but you're going to work something out. Slay the first time. Had to work something out. Slay the second time. It's gone too far. We got to go in another direction. But you don't want, you don't want to be the Dallas Cowboys and let big time players, and forget about aging players, that more so, you know, guys 25, 26, you don't want to play that game. Cincinnati Bengals is too. A, you're going to lose a bunch of money when you finally do sign them. And B, you want happy, which is what Tony said, happy, productive employees. And that results in guys who get tagged with the franchise tag. This is where he probably got confused. That results in guys playing on fifth-year option that you want to be meaningful parts of your team moving forward past the fifth year. Anytime that situation pops up, especially in this generation, it's probably not good business. And it doesn't happen to the Philadelphia Eagles that often. It did happen with Hassan Reddick, and you saw what happened. You know, he outperformed his contract. Wasn't happy. Dramatically outperformed his contract. 2022. Wasn't happy. And you saw how that ultimately unfolded. That may be the reason why the Eagles were so early with Saquon Barkley.
Right.
You know, who knows? But anyway, sorry.
No, good tangent, and I think a necessary tangent because you're out here giving people information, and if they're going to get it wrong, at least, you know, if you're going to argue or disagree, that's fine, but get it right. I mean, you got to get it right. A nice tangent to open the show here on Earth 365. I want to welcome and thank everybody for being here this morning. As I mentioned, a Thursday edition. Not much new in Eagle land other than Johnny Mack spoke with a couple of players. Yesterday, Lane Johnson spoke, Azeez Ojulari spoke, Zach Bond spoke. And did you speak to Adoree Jackson as well? I saw him show up with
He did. He was later. I was dealing with a tree guy, so I wasn't there. Oh. I had to go back and listen to Adoree. But it's funny you say that because I think he was, you know, really the most impressive of the day. You know, press, which means nothing, obviously. You know, Lane's the Hall of Famer. Zach's the All Pro. But you know, right. We know those guys. You know, I mean, they're just talking about big money contracts and they're stars, and that's what they are. I think the more interesting part of it at this point is the newer players. And it was, you had Azeez Ojulari and Adoree Jackson, who to me, I think you have the highest ceiling player and they bookended each other and the highest floor player of all the Tamu offseason. So, right. In my sort of estimation, Adoree was really engaging. I think he was really impressive. Azeez was, more paint by the numbers, you know, and that's fine. He doesn't want to make bold predictions or do anything rash. But I was hoping to get a little bit more from Azeez, but and I was a little bit late getting to him because doing the show. He showed up a little bit. He was supposed to go at 10 o'clock right after the show, but went a little bit early. And Adoree was later in the afternoon. But yeah, really impressed with Adoree Jackson. I think he's the one guy who I look at that they signed. And I know people are more excited about Ojulari, and he probably has the higher ceiling. But if there's one guy, say, all right, that guy's going to be on the team and contribute, that would be Adoree Jackson. He could be a starter, or he could be Isaiah Rogers, the cornerback three, but he's going to contribute. I feel pretty comfortable saying that.
How was he graded out the last couple of years? Because he was a really good player a couple of years back. You remember when he signed that big contract? He was a pretty highly sought after player. Now, obviously, not so much anymore.
Yeah, the Eagles wanted him.
Deal, but you know,
Eagles wanted him. He was actually scheduled to visit here.
Right, and the Giants didn't let him out of the room, right?
Yeah. Giants didn't let him out of the building. And he spoke about that a little bit. He knew a bunch of people with the Giants from his – he went to Southern California. So those guys, they're like Georgia guys. A lot of the colleges are.
Band of brothers for sure.
Yeah. So there was a lot of people, he said, both on the team and support staff and coaches. So he knew a lot of people there. So he just felt a little bit more comfortable at the time. And he was a big money guy. I think he signed a 3-year, $39 million contract, maybe something in that range at the time.
I think it was $3 for $36 or $3 for $39.
Something like that. Somewhere in that range. But he was a big money guy coming off. He was a first round pick at Tennessee, played pretty well. And he was, you know, he was in demand. So different stage of his career. The Eagles had significant interest. But I mean, no, he's graded out very well, except for the 2023 season. He bounced back, you know, this year is 38th of 116. If you want to look at it, that's decent on a bad team.
Yeah, I think that's pretty solid.
Now, he didn't play as much as he used to because they drafted Deontay Banks and they wanted to get some younger players out there, which makes sense for a rebuilding team like the Giants perpetually. But if you look at his first year, he was 15th of 116 as a starting corner. And his second year with the Giants, he was 31 of 118. And he had one bad year, but he bounced back. So, you know, he's been a pretty good, pretty solid player throughout his career. But, you know, I don't want to say he's a star, but pretty solid player throughout his career. And when you see the uncertainty with the Eagles at the cornerback position, you know, basically, again, it's March, whatever. Got to look at the dates.
I think it's the first day of spring today, Johnny Mac.
Yeah.
We're cooking, baby. We're moving right along.
Yeah, and you know, but right now it's Kaylee Ringo, you know, which is fine projecting it.
My gut feeling, and I'm not an insider. I don't work for the team. My gut feeling would be that Adoree's going to be the other guy. I don't know why I say that. I just don't know if Keeley's polished enough as a player. I know it would be like, if it's not now, when is it going to be? He's going into year three now, but I just feel like Adoree's good enough to, you know, I feel like that's a better replacement for Darius Slay than going to Kelee Ringo. I don't know why I feel that way. That's just
I think, you know, from the standpoint of that's how they did it last year. You had the one vet with the young guys, and now do you really want to play three young guys? You know, who from a playing time experience, you know, Quinyon Mitchell would be the veteran of the group from just the playing time experience. Taking the most snaps. I mean, that's bold. But the Eagles, you know, they only have 4 30-year-old players, as we said yesterday. Hat tip to Jimmy Kemsky. You know, they're young all over the place, which there's a lot of good to that, but there's some bad. And, you know, last year they had Darius Slay. Last year they had Brandon Graham.
Right. I mean, even Josh Sweat, you know, second.
Josh Sweat, Josh Sweat. I mean, even Mekhi Becton at his age coming in. You know, the whole point of Mekhi Becton playing is because one of those young players didn't seize his opportunity.
Exactly.
All of them aren't going to seize their opportunity. So I put it up yesterday on Twitter. I'll try to find it real quick. When you think about all the young players the Eagles are expecting to step up, or not expecting, but hoping. I know they don't like to use that term. As Howie would say, hope is not a strategy. So what they've done is they brought in competition for each of those particular positions where they want a young player to step up. And part of it is draft proofing the roster, but you know, and you
which I think they've done a pretty good job at, by the way. I mean, I know you're not.
They always do. They always.
Yeah, it's. I know it's Timu, but I do think there's a method to the madness when you're signing some of these 1 year deals. I think they've done a pretty good job at draft proof.
Yeah, I agree with that. And they generally do. I mean, that's their philosophy. Right. They don't want to feel pressured to take something at really any position because, you know, they're not comfortable with at least some kind of safety net. But I can't find it. But anyway, you know, it starts. We can delve down the list. It starts at quarterback 2. You're moving to Tanner McKee. Well, they traded for Dorian Thompson-Robinson. You know, I know for a fact that they liked him coming out in the draft, and he was in the same draft as Tanner.
Right.
And they had him higher than Tanner on their board. Now, that's 2 years of development here. I'm not trying to say that the Eagles don't like Tanner McKee. They expect him to step forward. They're confident in their developmental abilities. And Tanner's the guy they want to seize that job. But if he doesn't,
no one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
You have Dorian Thompson-Robinson, another player they like. And if they can get in and get going in the right direction. If people can say, you know, he didn't perform well as a starter in Cleveland, which is certainly the case, but he was a starter in Cleveland. Those are meaningful, even from an NFL standpoint. Whatever he started 5 games or whatever.
Yeah.
Those are meaningful.
That's very meaningful for a backup quarterback. Absolutely.
Especially a young backup quarterback. And then you have running back. They want it to be Will Shipley. But they brought in A.J. Dillon.
Right.
You know, right guard is interesting because I and Fred Johnson factors in. We should mention Fred left. I don't know if we mentioned.
Yeah, we didn't mention that yet. We got to talk about that for sure.
You know, Fred started 6 games last year.
Yeah, that's a lot of games, John.
Yeah. Jordan was out, if you remember. He had to go on injured reserve. It looked like people remember. I thought he tore his hamstring, you know. And I was worried. I remember when he did it, I was worried. Yeah, I might be a season ender. Luckily, he was back in 4 weeks and he was never missed a beat, which was pretty amazing. But, you know, Fred had to start all those games. He started a game for Lane. Lane was out with a concussion 1 game, and he started the week 18 game, which obviously the Eagles rested everybody. So he started 6 games as a swing tackle. Now, here's my theory, and I'm going to throw it out, going on another tangent. Because a lot of people say, well, they want Tyler Steen. to be the right guard, step up. And that's probably right. But I can't help thinking they traded Kenyon Green. For those who don't know, Tyler Steen was a tackle in college.
Yeah.
I mean, a full-time tackle.
A good tackle. Alabama. Yeah. Yep.
He played 4 years at Vanderbilt before he transferred for his final year at Alabama.
Yeah.
He played 4 years in Vandy at right tackle. And then when he transferred to Alabama, he played left tackle. So, you know, you just lost your swing tackle, which is a very important job. I know people don't think about it, and they go, oh, they lost Brett Johnson, yada, yada, yada. Tyler Steen might be the swing tackle. That might be their plan.
That's interesting.
If they can get Kenyon Green up to speed. Now, that's a big if. He has not played well in Houston. But, I mean, obviously, he was the 15th pick in the draft. Obviously, he's got physical skills. You have Jeff Stoutland. You know, they might be hoping that the direction. Now, most people in the NFL projected Tyler inside because he doesn't reach the arm length, 34. It's like 32 something.
Right.
So they said, well, he's got to play inside. I've always felt, because he's taken reps at tackle in training camp because of injury, he's way more comfortable at tackle. And why wouldn't he be? Played his entire college career at tackle. And he was a good tackle. So I just put that in the back of people's minds. And we'll see how that develops. But I can't help thinking the Eagles are kind of hoping Jeff Stoutland unlocks Kenyon Green has physically, and that maybe enables you to make Tyler Steen the swing tackle, where he doesn't have to play every week.
Right. But I can see that.
If he goes in there for short terms, he's probably going to be better than Fred. Now, Fred was pretty good. I'll say this. He wasn't great at times, but he was great against Trey Hendrickson.
He was good enough, John, to lose my lotto for 4 games and not necessarily miss a huge beat. That's impressive.
Well, that's impressive. I mean, I don't want to, you know, he was not near.
He wasn't my lotto. I'm not saying that, but he wasn't a total liability on the offensive
line. And especially against, because I thought, oh, this is going to be ugly.
Yeah, Trey
Hendrickson. It's always interesting to me when players really step up against great players. Maybe they get more focused. I don't know what it is. But his best game was against the best player he played, Brett Johnson, which is always weird to me. But maybe, you know, there's a lot of things. Maybe he doesn't want to get embarrassed. Maybe he's locked in more when you're facing a player like that. Who knows how it works out? But it's interesting. So that's one of the guys, and I go back to the original. Sorry for the tangent. You know, if you think about, not that it's big, but wide receiver, you lose Paris Campbell. Who's going to step up there? Pumper, is that Johnny Wilson? But he's got him moving the tight end. Anaya Smith showed nothing. I think Danny Gray is the best receiver this team has. He was a practice squad guy. I think he could be involved. Right guard, we just mentioned. Is it going to be Steen? Is it going to be Green?
Yeah.
Defensive tackle.
Adoree or Keeley.
Yeah, defensive tackle. Morrow, defensive end. Jalix Hunt, Azeez for Josh Sweat. Ojulari, Josh Uche for Brandon Graham, however you want to phrase it. Oren Burks, linebacker 3. You got Trotter. Cornerback, Ringo Jackson, as you mentioned. Cornerback 3. Remember, there's 2 cornerbacks because you lost Rodgers. So for the starting job, it's probably Ringo Jackson. For the backup job, it's probably the loser, Ringo Jackson.
Right.
And then safety, Sidney Brown is the guy they want to step up.
And we'll see if they bring him in competition.
Yeah, I would think they have to.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people are excited by Lewis Cine because of the name, and he's a first-round pick, and he's from Georgia. I think it goes Brown, McCollum, Cine. Like, Lewis has a long way to go, but people recognize him.
Yeah, but you can see the philosophy that the Eagles are trying to do here, where you have a young guy. They didn't want to just give the young guy the position, as we've talked about on the show. So they're bringing in some competition for each of them, and the offensive line is a little bit muddier water, as John pointed out, with the right guard, the swing tackle. Obviously, you lost Fred Johnson yesterday. John, what do you think about that loss, man? I did want to mention it on the show. He signs with Jacksonville. Some people were asking me yesterday. I was waiting to talk to you about the compensatory picks because there's a cancel one out. I don't know. I'm not as good with that stuff. The compensatory pick formula.
No, that's not. It's good. You know, I got another guy. I read they get a 6-round pick. First of all, nobody knows this contract, Brett Johnson said. So stop reading who said that. I don't know. That would be.
Yeah, I think it's $4 million, like the baseline, I guess, for a comp pick or something.
It could be. But it's got to be real money.
It's got to be great.
There's a lot of
Is it $4 million agent money or is it $4 million real?
$4 million real money on the average annual value. But here's the thing most people don't understand. You can only have four. Eagles are already maxed out. They're getting they're projected to get a third rounder for Milton, fourth rounder for Josh, fifth rounder for Kai, and a 6-rounder for Isaiah. That's it. End of discussion. The contract you have to be worried about is Adoree Jackson. In theory, if Aziz Ojulari, I apologize, because he's the guy who's maybe in the 4 or 5 man. If his contract is big enough, Aziz Ojulari. And my guess is it isn't, only because Howie and Bryce Johnston, who's the new Jake Rosenberg, are really good at their jobs.
Yeah, and they know this formula.
Yeah. And my guess is it isn't. So they're maxed out, number one. They're maxed out. But if for some reason they woke up one day and they forgot their jobs, and Aziz wipes out the 6-round compensatory pick for Isaiah Rodgers, then in theory, Brett Johnson could factor in if his deal is big enough, but his deal ain't going to be big enough. Now, can I say that with 100%? No, because I haven't seen the deal, but he ain't making $5 million. It's going to be 1 year better in men. If you're being real, it may be a couple incentives. So, A, as we stand right now, and it could change because of Aziz Ojulari, the Eagles are maxed out on comp picks. They can't get any more comp picks. I think, A, most people don't understand that. Two, again, if Aziz and the Eagles don't care about that 6-round pick, 6-round compensation, which is possible, I guess. And his contract is too large and wipes out the 6-round pick for Isaiah, then any contract, whether it's Fred, there's really nobody left, that would be in the range to generate a compensatory pick could be back in the mix. But Fred's contract, realistically, is not going to be in that conversation. I feel very comfortable saying that. Although I don't know his contract, so I can't say 100%. And Jacksonville's a dumb team, and everybody, they're not, he's not getting $6 million a year. You're not. So you can be realistic about it, which I prefer to be. But hey, the Eagles, as we stand today with the information we have, the more important part is the Eagles are maxed out on compensatory picks. They already have four. You can't have more than four.
Right. And if Aziz cancels it out, it would have to be real money, not the agent money that they put out. Because some people are saying in the chat, Aziz will cancel out one. But that, I think that's because they're going off the number that was reported, which isn't necessarily what the number that's going to be filed will be.
Well, the best, Nick Corte is the best. You could follow him at Nick Corte, K-O-R-T-E, Over the Cap, does their competitor. Or you just go to Over the Cap. They do their compensatory board. Anybody can look at it. And he said, and this is exactly what Nick said, I'm holding off assigning an average per year to Aziz Ojulari in the database for now, as he signed for enough to qualify as a compensatory free agent. If you believe the number, that means the Eagles would see the 2026 comp picks, the sixth round pick for Rodgers, leave the board. So that, I assume, is what people are referring to, because Nick has not ruled it out, nor should he, because there is a legitimate chance, if they don't care about that pick and like Aziz better, which they probably do, that they said, all right, who cares? But again, even if that's the case and it wipes out Rodgers, what I'm trying to explain, Brett's not signing for significant money. I wish he was a great guy. And I could be wrong. I haven't seen the contract, but I would be stunned if he signed for, and again, I'd be on here ripping Tony Khan. Because you don't have to. So anyway, that's the deal. I assume that's why people are saying it. But, they, you know, again, Nick, point to the first part of what he said. I'm holding off a signing. Where he's holding off because he does this for a living. And we know what the agent money tends to be versus the real life impact. So 1 year, $4 million as advertised. I think Jeremy Fowler was the one who broke it. I could be wrong. That might be 1 year up to $4 million with a bunch of incentives. And that's why Nick is holding off. But yes, in theory, that would wipe Rodgers off the board. And then you could be in line to get another compensatory pick if the contract is big enough. I do not believe that Fred Johnson's contract will be big enough, but you can hope I'm wrong.
We'll see what happens there, John. Good breakdown. Look, a good first segment here. We, and to debunk some narratives. We got into comp picks. We got into some of the contracts, some of the moves that the Eagles are making. So pretty good stuff, John. I do want to talk to you about the secondary when we come back a little bit. I want to talk about Reed Blankenship. You mentioned something on Quinyon Mitchell yesterday that I want to talk about further with him potentially moving over to take over for Darius Slay. You know, and you mentioned the bigger responsibility that has. So I want to talk about that a little bit. We'll talk about that. I have updated thoughts on Jordan Davis. I know we might not want to go back into that, but I'll give you those later on in the show, and we'll continue to break it down. We'll talk some NFL draft as well. How far are we from the NFL draft now? It's got to be getting closer, man. It's got to be, what, 40 days? Let me see what we got.
We're under. I think we're
35 days away from the draft. So we'll start to dive heavy into what the NFL draft will bring in about 35 days from now. So we'll talk about all that. Johnny Mac, great first segment, brother. We'll do it. We'll do it right when we get back here in 3 minutes. I want to thank everybody for being here today. Hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button if you're new. We're live every day, 8 to 10 a.m. on Birds 365. And if you're listening on the podcast, we appreciate you. Don't forget to leave a review, 5-star review if you enjoy the show. That helps us grow over there. So big thanks to all of you guys for checking in today. We'll be right back on Birds 365.
Big news! Wayfair's end-of-season sale is here. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, plus amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on home finds in every style. This is your last chance to score end-of-season savings, and it's happening now. Did we mention fast shipping on everything? Don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off now through September 2nd.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.